proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In our series on major messages from the minor prophets, we look at the burden of the prophet Obadiah. When referring to the authors of the final books in the Old Testament as minor prophets, the term minor does not imply insignificance or unimportance. Rather, it denoted the relative brevity of those prophetic writings. Brevity in comparison with the books of, say, Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Ezekiel. The name Obadiah meant servant of the Lord. At least 10 Old Testament characters bore that name. The author of this book might be one of those 10 men, or might refer to a completely different person named Obadiah. The book of Obadiah contained one chapter, with 21 verses. This made it the briefest of the Old Testament books. The sole theme of the book of Obadiah focused on God's judgment of the nation of Edom. God told the Edomites, quote, "The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground?" Unquote. God warned the Edomites that, quote, "Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down," unquote. He promised to reduce Edom to an insignificant nation. God also remarked, quote, "How are the things of Edom searched out? How are his hidden things brought up?" Unquote. The Edomites had suffered betrayal by their allies, their confederates, against Israel. God said that, quote, "All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee, even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread hath laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him," unquote. The afflictions which the Edomites suffered related to their treatment of the Jews. The Edomites rejoiced over the sufferings of the Jewish nation when foreign nations entered into the gates of Judah. God rebuked the Edomites for their treatment of the Jewish refugees, telling them, quote, "Thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in their day of destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress," unquote. The Edomites themselves personally afflicted the Jewish people by cutting off potential escape routes for Jewish refugees, and by delivering to the Jews' oppressors those captives they actually apprehended. Though God promised he would destroy Edom utterly, he also vowed that he would not do so to the Jews. God decreed that he would give the remnant returning to Israel possession of those territories around them. In the final analysis, God concluded that, quote, "The kingdom shall be the Lord's," unquote. Years later, God would inform Malachi's Jewish contemporaries that even though he loved the Jews, he hated the Edomites, thus proving that he loved the Jews with an everlasting love. Of the Edomites in Malachi chapter 1, God said that, quote, "They shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call them the border of wickedness and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever," unquote. Today the nation of Edom no longer exists. Their territory, including the city Petra, forms a part of the modern-day nation of Jordan. God proved faithful to his word. He restored the Jewish nation of Israel as he said he would. But God also destroyed the nation of Edom forever, as he said he would. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.